So we're here discussing all things Bellingham.
Yes.
We're at the Young and Heart session today, me and Sam, and we are joined by, would you guys like to kind of introduce your name and
Dave.
Maybe your, thank you Dave, maybe your relationship with Bellingham. So if you've lived here, if you've grown up here, if you've raised kids here, if you've worked here, however Bellingham relates to you.
But Bellingham related to me 11 years ago.
Wow.
I came to 61 Alfreda Crescent.
Right.
And I was told I could stay there. And I've been staying there and staying there. And I've been there 10, 11 years now.
Amazing. Okay, so we're going to maybe try and take some experiences and some memories and stuff, but before we do that, Dave, we're going to have the pleasure of hearing your song about Bellingham.
Yeah.
Okay, brace yourself, Sam. Okay, I've heard the first verse and it is knockout. Okay, so feel free to position yourself closer to the mic and go for it. We're going to have this on the podcast. It's going to be brilliant.
When we come to Bellingham one fine day in May. They said, here's your room and here you must stay. They told us straightforward, it's not as big as you think. I jumped out of bed and fell in the sink. Toodaloo, I can tell. When you come to Bellingham, you'll go mad as well. They say they make beer out of malt and of hops. But they keep their beer and they give us the slops. You'll be all right till you get back in bed with a terrific thump in the head. Toodaloo, I can tell. When you come to Bellingham, you'll go mad as well. They say...
I was trying not to laugh.
The staff are alright, the staff are okay, but some of the staff are a pain in the beep. You'll be alright till you get back in bed and wake up from a stomping head. Toodaloo, I can tell. When you come to Bellingham, you'll go mad as well.
Excellent, brilliant. Thank you. Thank you for sharing that delightful song. I feel really uplifted. I don't know if I'm supposed to feel so like in such good spirits at this point. I'm like, oh, lovely. So we've got Maxine here.
Oh.
Right, we're currently sitting around the table.
Yes.
In the book room. And we've got Maxine here. We've got Rosemary, who I believe you'll have just heard by the time this gets put together.
Sure.
And can I ask your name?
Chris.
We've got the delightful Chris here, and we've got Dave as well. Mm. And it's a full house because it's me and Sam. It's like a party in here at the moment, like a celebration of 100 years of Bellingham in the form of a podcast party. Maxine, let us know about what you were just talking about. So how, you're not
well,
here at
I
the moment.
Well, I lived in Play Greenway,
right,
in one of the cul-de-sacs for 15 years. And I think the best bit was Charles and Diana's wedding, and we had a street party on the green. And when I go home, if I remember, I sort out, I've got photos where we had races, they had face painting, the kids were going mad. my husband's nan always used to buy him the big wife front long johns.
Right.
And us women put the long johns on, and we was all having races round the green.
That's brilliant. That's a lovely memory. And you mentioned you might have some photos, so we're going to see if we can negotiate.
Remind me when I leave, and I know exactly where they are. They're in my big green album.
That's a beautiful memory. Have you got another memory that you can think of in addition to that?
My son being born.
Oh, lovely. How long ago was your son?
Well, I was pregnant when Charles and Diana got married. My son was actually born in 81.
Right. So did you raise your son in Bellingham?
Yeah.
Amazing. And what was that like as an experience?
Okay. I had a big house there. End of terrace with a massive garden. And all the neighbourhood kids used to come in my garden because my garden was the width of the house I was in,
right,
plus the width of another house.
Wow.
From over the back. It was a big garden.
Yeah, it was too a park. Much. He had a park as a garden, basically, and all the children went there. They knew. That makes sense.
And then another main event I remember being in Bellingham was the 1987 hurricane that blew all my fences down. And I slept through it. I knew nothing about it until I got up the next morning and the kids wanted to go out and play and all the fences were down. And there was a programme on telly just the other day about the 1987 hurricane that hit London.
Right. I only know about it because I lived up in Battersby Road growing up, so just at the top of Bellingham Hill. And we had an air raid shelter in the back of our garden and it got completely flooded by this hurricane. But I'm actually quite amused that you slept through it, Maxine. I think that's quite funny. Rosemary, do you remember the 1987 hurricane? Where were you?
I think I was in Westwood Hill then. My mum was in hospital at Woolwich, and the rain and that was coming in the window, so all the patients were moved from the wards into the corridors.
Oh my goodness. What about you, Chris? Where were you? Do you remember this hurricane in question? You didn't sleep through it? No. Okay. No. Okay.
I was working.
Oh, you were working. Oh, where were you working?
I was working at Hoover Green Hospital Laundry.
Yes.
I was sent to get a battery for the supervisor's walkie-talkie.
Yeah.
I came back and everything was quiet. No one was working. I'm thinking, what's happening here?
Right.
And all of a sudden, the supervisor came up and said, Christine, get down them stairs right now. And I'm thinking, I've done something wrong. What have I done? Yeah. Have I been too long?
That's all right. I would think the same.
And anyway, when I went down, everyone was in the canteen because that was downstairs.
Right.
Because the building was a big glass building.
Oh.
Very hot in the summer. Mm. And a pane of glass apparently had fallen in and just missed some of the workers.
Wow.
So I went downstairs and then I saw everyone in there and I thought, what's going on? And then he explained what had happened. I said, oh, I've done nothing wrong then.
Yeah.
No.
It's the most important thing.
That's a relief. Amazing. Okay.
Yeah. And we got to go home early that day. Oh, the only day we ever got to go home early.
Wow.
The only day. Imagine that.
Wow.
And here I am constantly going home early. Constantly going home early. My question for you is, what's your relationship to Bellingham? What do you remember?
I came here in 1983. The first church I went to was St Dunstan's. And I was doing children's work in St Dunstan's. And then I became... then we had various clubs and scouts and things, and I got involved with that. And I remember this green here.
Right.
It had bushes. And trust me, you would not want to be in that park at night.
Really?
At that time.
Yeah.
Because it was so dark with the bushes.
Mm.
And the children used to say, can we cut through the park? So I would say, no.
Absolutely not.
One day I gave in and I said, okay, we're going straight through the one path. Right. We're going nowhere else.
Yeah.
So then got to where the swings are, they said, and the bushes were surrounding the swing area.
Right.
They said, can we go on the swings? I said, come on, let's get out of here.
They had an ulterior motive the whole time.
Yeah.
They said, right, to the swings. You said straight through the path. Wow.
It's a lot
when
nicer.
When did it change? When did it change? You remember?
I've been on this estate for 47, 48 years. And at one time, it was just all open with one path.
Wow.
Across. And then, as you say, they put in the bushes and then they took them out because of safety reasons. Thus.
Good,
you can imagine.
Yeah.
You would not want to take your children through that park at night.
I can imagine.
You don't know who's lurking.
Right.
No lights.
Yeah. It's lovely there now.
Yeah, it is.
You can see right through, so you feel safe going through it at
when
night.
When I first moved in, the Jew said to me, you've got a lovely area. Yeah. And then I went down to the park and... the police were all looking through the bushes, and they found guns.
Oh my goodness! That's the opposite of what you know the perception was then. Clearly,
there is one sad thing I can tell you.
Yeah.
A few years ago, I don't know if you know him. He was well known to the clubs and the children.
Right.
A 15-year-old boy. Mm-hmm. Wasn't involved. His friend was involved in whatever it was. Yeah. He got stabbed with a machete.
Oh my goodness. Right.
And he was well known. He was really, really talented. Mm. I don't know whether you know him. His name was Jai. Have you heard the name?
Yeah.
He was one of those children. He had various talents. Mm-hmm. He could play instruments.
Right.
He was good at sport.
Right.
He was good at art. He had his whole life ahead of him, mm-hmm. and it was cut short.
Yeah, unfortunately, there is a bit of a knife crime epidemic at the moment.
Yeah, and there is at the moment some bullying going on there. So I'm worried it's all gonna.
Yeah. Yeah, but I mean that is the worry at this point in today's society, especially with these young people. I appreciate you making reference to it because I think it actually.
Have you finished with me?
I finished. I'm grateful for everything you've just said. Is there before you go, Maxine? Sorry to interrupt.
That's okay.
Is there any wisdom, advice, any kind of point that you'd like to leave our listeners with? Anything that.
Watch out for any more hurricanes.
Thank you, Maxine.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. That's fantastic advice. I might live by that actually now. Brilliant. Don't sleep through them.
Yeah.
Thank you, Maxine. Okay, so worth explaining just in terms of the current generational changes and how you know times affect the different eras of young people and what they're living with. Is there a positive memory you can think of that you hold dear about your experience in Bellingham? Bear with me, Sam. Sorry. Anytime
I feel
like I'm taking
it's
over.
Cool.
Today.
No, yes.
The gangs that did come in are not from Bellingham.
Right.
Okay.
That we know.
Yeah.
They mainly come on the train into Bellingham, because that's not the first time that someone had been stabbed. Years ago we used to have circuses and fun fairs.
Wow.
And then an innocent man was ringing to find out where his wife was, and these gangs thought he was calling the police, followed him home and stabbed him. Mm-hmm. So we do know that the people that come in are not from this area.
Okay, so with regards to that as an experience here, has that been something that you've seen like change over the years? Is there anything else that's changed in Bellingham over the years, apart from the green and kind of that access to the
children and the groups and the other groups that I work with are lovely.
Right.
Really nice. Mm-hmm. We've got some really nice children from this area.
Yeah.
And the other groups, like I help to co-run a Monday lunch club and various things. And I find that the people and the children are from this area are really
lovely.
Lovely.
Yeah.
easy to work with.
Well, I mean, we work with young people and children from this area, and they are pretty outstanding.
Well, I love kids, but I couldn't eat a whole one.
Yeah, you couldn't eat a whole one. That's worth mentioning. Thanks, Dave. Thank you. Okay, right. We should quickly just double check with you. Dave, what's your experience of Benham? Do you have a really like happy go-to memory that you're like, I remember that day. That was really good. I enjoyed being part of the community of Benham.
Well, I've had so many lovely days. Excellent. In that green.
Mm-hmm.
That I'd lose me of how many people are counting.
You're right.
Because there's that many people, like, yeah?
Yeah.
But every day.
Every day. That's lovely.
Every day, I come to the park and it's there.
Mm.
You know what I mean? It's, mm-hmm. it's not gone away. It's not been deceived or...
Mm-hmm. It's just the stability of it.
The stability of it,
yeah.
And like the dogs that are over there, I love dogs, you know.
Do you? More than children? More than children?
Two of them.
You've got two dogs? Okay, I'm learning about the situation. Have you got any dogs, Dave?
No, I haven't.
But it's okay because other people have dogs, so that helps. Yeah. That does help the situation. Back to you, Chris. What are your dogs' names?
Benji and Gizmo.
Benji, Gizmo, Frankie. And other people's dogs, right, Dave?
Yeah.
That's all right. So you were mentioning you like dogs.
Yeah. Well, you see, the reason I like dogs, because dogs spelt backwards spells good.
Oh, I love that.
There is a poem about that.
Yeah. There's a poem about that. I might have to check out that poem.
The dog saying, why have you left me till last? And it says, because my name, spelt backwards, is God.
Wow. I think I might have remembered that fact as a child, and now as an adult, it's kind of...
The picture, and then the poem, and then that's the last bit at the bottom.
Okay, I get that. That's amazing. Do you have any advice, any wisdom you want to share, Dave? There's no pressure. You take your time, Dave, okay? You relax. Anything that comes to mind.
Stay on the left. Keep on the right. Must hurry.
Mm-hmm.
For a fight.
Right. Well, okay, you're the poet right now.
I hope you're talking about a fight for good and not.
Just for clarity, we mean. Right. Yeah, the righteous fight. Okay, brilliant. What about you, Chris? What do you have any wisdom advice that you'd like to share?
If we all work together, no matter what race, creed, or
background.
Disablement.
Mm-hmm.
If we all work together, Benham will be a wonderful place.
Beautiful. I think that's such a nice notion to end this episode on. Can I just thank you all for allowing us to come here, be in this space, for giving us your time and energy.
Thank you
so much. Thank you.
And good luck with it.